Texas partners with Trump administration on border security. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together with the Trump administration to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 530,800 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 50,470 criminal arrests, with more than 43,290 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 623 million lethal doses of fentanyl, enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States, Mexico, and Canada combined during this border mission. Texas has decreased illegal crossings into the state by 87% due to our historic border security mission. Fewer illegal crossings into Texas means fewer migrants to transport to sanctuary cities. Since the start of Texas's transportation program, the state has transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 45,900 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 36,900 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 19,200 migrants to Denver since May 2023, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 2023. Operation Lone Star continues working to undo the damage done by the Biden administration. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott directs Texas military to coordinate with Trump administration. On Monday, Governor Abbott directed the Texas Military Department to deploy the Texas Tactical Border Force to the Rio Grande Valley to coordinate with U.S. Border Patrol under the Trump administration to secure the border. Texas has a partner in the White House we can work with to secure the Texas-Mexico border, said Governor Abbott. To support that mission, today, I deployed the Texas Tactical Border Force, comprised of hundreds of troops, to work side by side with U.S. Border Patrol agents to stop illegal immigrants from entering our country and to enforce immigration laws. Finally, we have a federal government working to end this crisis. I thank President Donald Trump for his decisive leadership on the southern border and look forward to working with him and his administration to secure the border and make America safe again. Departing from military bases in Fort Worth and Houston this week, the Texas Tactical Border Force surged over 400 additional soldiers, as well as C-130s and Chinook helicopters, to join thousands of Texas National Guard soldiers already deployed on the border to collaborate with U.S. Border Patrol agents on the border. Governor Abbott directs DPS to deploy tactical strike teams to support homeland security operations. Earlier this week, Governor Abbott directed DPS to deploy tactical strike teams to support the Trump administration's homeland security operations to locate and arrest criminal illegal immigrants in the state. Today, I directed the Texas Department of Public Safety to deploy tactical strike teams to work alongside our federal partners to enforce immigration laws throughout the state, said Governor Abbott. These teams will coordinate with Homeland Security agencies to track down the thousands of illegal immigrants with active warrants across Texas and deport them from our country. After 4 years of failed policies, Texas finally has a partner in President Trump. Together, we will end this crisis and make America safe once again. Governor Abbott directs state agencies to coordinate with Trump administration on border, homeland security. On Wednesday, Governor Abbott issued 5 executive orders directing state agencies to partner with the Trump administration to assist in their border and homeland security operations to protect Americans. For the past 4 years, Texas has worked around the clock to defend our southern border while former President Joe Biden refused to protect our country from an invasion he allowed, said Governor Abbott. Now, we have a commander-in-chief in the White House who will do what is necessary to protect Americans. Today, I issued 5 executive orders directing Texas state agencies to partner with the Trump administration to enforce the rule of law and help secure the homeland. Governor Abbott issued the following executive orders to partner with the Trump administration, directing state agencies to assist federal immigration officers to investigate, arrest, detain, and deport illegal immigrants in Texas. Directing the Texas Military Department to assist the United States Northern Command in repelling the invasion, securing the southern border, and neutralizing foreign enemies infiltrating Texas. Directing state agencies to assist federal partners to deploy additional border barriers to improve operational security at the southern border. Directing state agencies to share intelligence on foreign terrorist organizations, like Mexican cartels and Tren de Aragua, with federal law enforcement personnel to support counter-terror operations. Directing the Texas Department of Criminal Justice and the Texas Facilities Commission to identify all Texas land and facilities for federal partners to lease and use for the detention and deportation of illegal immigrants. Watch. Governor Abbott discussed Texas's partnership with the White House. On Sunday, Governor Abbott joined Maria Bartiromo on Fox News to discuss Texas's partnership with the White House and the swift border actions being taken by the Trump administration. The governor noted that Texas will work with federal authorities under President Trump to assist in the arrest, detention, and deportation of illegal immigrants. I do not think there has ever been a more sudden swift change in any government operation than under President Trump, said Governor Abbott. In the first hour of his tenure, we saw change. Where military were sent to the border, the military was blocking people from crossing the border illegally. Texas is a partner in this process. Governor Abbott. Texas National Guard trains with Border Patrol to secure border. On Wednesday, Governor Abbott posted a video on X of Texas National Guard soldiers joining U.S. Border Patrol agents to train and prepare for potential mass migration at the Texas-Mexico border. Texas will assist the Trump administration to stop illegal immigration. Watch. DPS discovers 16 illegal immigrants inside semi-trailer in Webb County. On Tuesday, the DPS Criminal Investigations Division along with Texas Highway Patrol discovered 16 illegal immigrants during a traffic stop in Webb County. Just after 5 p.m., DPS special agents and troopers responded to a possible human smuggling attempt in Central Laredo, stopping a 2015 truck tractor semi-trailer for a traffic violation. Inside they discovered 13 males and 3 females from the Dominican Republic, Guatemala, and Mexico. All were referred to Border Patrol. The driver, Jose Angel Roses, 55, of Laredo was arrested and charged with smuggling of persons. DPS arrests human smuggler for deadly crash. In LaSalle County, this week, DPS troopers in LaSalle County arrested an illegal immigrant from Mexico after he evaded in a stolen vehicle and then crashed, resulting in the death of one of the illegal immigrants he was smuggling. 6 other illegal immigrants were apprehended and referred to Border Patrol. DPS arrests 2 fugitives from Texas's 10 most wanted criminal illegal immigrants list. Last week, DPS captured 2 more fugitives from Texas's 10 most wanted criminal illegal immigrants list, one in Houston and one in Mesquite. Jorge Dionisio Hernandez, of Mexico, was wanted for indecency with a child by sexual contact. Omar David Zavala, of El Salvador, was wanted for sexual assault, terroristic threat and obstruction, retaliation. A Crime Stoppers reward will be paid in Hernandez's arrest. Read more here. Texas National Guard conducts border mission with state, federal law enforcement. Earlier this week, Texas National Guard soldiers assigned to the Texas Tactical Border Force worked with the Border Patrol and DPS to secure a low water crossing along the Rio Grande River as part of a joint forces operation. Over 400 soldiers from Fort Worth and Houston mobilized for a show of force on Texas's southern border with Operation Lone Star and federal partners following Governor Abbott's directive to coordinate with the Trump administration's border security efforts. With a new partner in the White House, Texas is working alongside federal agencies with a common goal to secure the border and protect the homeland. It's all deterrence. A show of force is deterrence, said Captain Luke Jones. Having extra assets and going into areas we have not been before and building barriers is used to show that force. These guys are all National Guard, not full-time Operation Lone Star soldiers. When the governor's office said that they needed people, they all responded, and upon arrival in McAllen, the Texas Tactical Border Force will provide additional security for engineers to build new barriers along the border.